This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, all across America, on some of America's great radio stations, and we thank them very much for carrying our program. And special thanks go out to our military men and women who are listening to us right now all across the world via the satellite, plus our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our Border Patrol, 911 dispatchers, and let's not forget about the people working the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, all those nighttime mechanics, the construction workers that are out there, the bulk mail centers, and the bulk mail haulers, too, for the job you do to keep America rolling along. And I want you to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Take advantage of all the different things we have over there to offer you. By the way, here he is, the man, the myth, the legend, Frank Silvato from the New Media Journal and the Underground USA podcast. Good morning.
The legend, huh?
Yeah, the man, the myth, the legend.
Okay.
You've been on the show long enough, you might as well be.
I'll take it.
Let's say the pledge and get rolling.
You got it.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, you sent me a little something last night. Apparently, the people in Illinois, especially the downstaters, have had it with the city of Chicago controlling what goes on in the state of Illinois when they don't agree with most of what comes out of Chicago, if not all of what comes out of Chicago. What's going on there?
Well, you've got downstate people in Springfield, which is the capital of the state of Illinois, who are trying to make a point. And what they've done is they've advanced legislation to detach Chicago, forcing it to become a 51st state. Now, it's not gonna happen.
Uh-oh.
But it's the point that they're trying to bring a discussion about, that when you have an urban area and urban politicians who control an entire state, the economies of the rural areas suffer because of the policies of the urban areas.
Correct.
And right now, you're looking at the economies of the rural areas in Illinois being so depressed because of the policies coming out of an urban area that are urban-centric that it's killing the rural economies. Now, you know this. We've got a fantastic agriculture system here in the United States.
Yep.
When you think of Illinois, everybody thinks of Chicago, but that state, the overwhelming majority of that state is agricultural.
Correct.
So when you start killing the agricultural things, you start killing the farmers. And when you start killing the farmers, you start killing food.
Yep. So is Florida. And what's going on in Florida right now, where both you and I reside, is Miami is starting to control the narrative, and they don't have a clue what goes on in the farming part of Florida. By the way, New York State, you've got New York City. They don't know what goes on in upstate New York with all the cattle, with all the cash crops that are there. Same thing for Philadelphia. They have no idea what goes on upstate in Allentown, out there in Harrisburg, and out west towards Pittsburgh. And same thing for Boston. They have no idea what goes on over there towards Ayr, Massachusetts, or Westfield, Massachusetts, or Springfield, Massachusetts. They don't.
Absolutely. When you get urban-centric, I mean, you could talk to anybody in downtown Chicago. You ask them what happens in Cahokia, they have no freaking idea.
They go, Cahokia?
You know, Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is the major point behind the Electoral College.
Yeah.
Okay. The Electoral College was designed by the framers to protect the less populated areas that have these important roles like agriculture.
Right.
And the mining of minerals and things that really enrich our country and make us independent from the world.
Mm-hmm.
They designed the Electoral College to protect those areas for the overwhelming influence of the urban areas.
Mm-hmm.
This creates the balance of the protection. So when you hear this movement afoot coming out of the Democrats and especially the progressives about we have to be a pure democracy, this Electoral College thing has to be abolished, what they're saying is, okay, let's don't protect why our country is rich and wealthy and independent. Let's kill it to make sure that the guy who doesn't mind if he walks to work and buys a $12.50 Mocachoca latte or whatever they're
called.
Yeah,
and by the way, all the rapid transit that they have around these big cities, you're lucky if you've got a bus that comes through once a day in some of these small towns in rural America.
Oh, absolutely. You know, so this is why you have to think forward. You can't just follow an argument that's a forceful argument. We have to get rid of the Electoral College.
Right.
Why was it there in the first place? Do some learning. Educate yourself and realize, wow, that's a safety valve that keeps our country healthy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, folks, I'm speaking to Frank Salvato, managing editor for the New Media Journal. And, by the way, how long has the New Media Journal been around? I mean, 20 years or more?
We started back in 1998 in one form or another. So, yeah we've
21
been
years.
Getting on 22 years. Yeah.
Okay. Well, again, when we talk about the importance of this, folks, the Electoral College does enter into this, and you have to think about this. Why are the Democrats trying so hard to get rid of the Electoral College, Frank?
Well, when you saturate the electoral process with votes, and look what's happening out in New York, Illinois, and California, the usual suspects.
Mm-hmm.
They've had motor voter for a very long time, which is when you go to get your driver's license, they automatically give you an application to vote. And now they're starting to say, well, if you live here, you get the vote. So now people who aren't citizens are voting.
And Bernie wants the prisoners that are in jail to vote. All right, hold that thought. We'll be right back, folks, with more with the Captain's America Third Watch. And if you want to get in on a conversation, I'm going to open the phone lines up right now. And Kathy's going to give you the number. So, Kathy, have at it.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind. Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, Do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our good friends at David E. Garrett Jewelers. Now, David E. Garrett Jewelers, for over 36 years, has been committed to fine craftsmanship and stellar service. They are a family-owned Christian business that offers an excellent selection of unique jewelry with amazing prices. They also specialize in one-of-a-kind pieces sure to catch anyone's attention, and they can make just about anything for you that you want. Go to their website, take a look at their work, DavidEGarrettJewelers.com. Now, Garrett is spelled G-A-R-R-E-T-T, DavidEGarrettJewelers.com, to shop the thousands of available items or give them a call at 937-325-3680 for a more personable shopping experience. By the way, all active duty military, all veterans, and all first responders get a discount on your purchase at David E. Garrett Jewelers. David E. Garrett Jewelers, a jeweler you can trust. Tell him the captain sent you. All right. Frank Salvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal and Underground USA podcast, is with us. Hello, Frank.
Mr. Captain.
I just want to say, months after repeatedly dismissing and mocking President Trump's claim of a national emergency at the southern U.S. border, the mainstream media is finally grappling with reality when the all high and mighty New York Times said that we do, in fact, have a national crisis on the border and that the southern border is at a breaking point amidst the surge in the number of illegal immigrant crossings. Eureka, happy days.
Yeah, this is coincidentally this coincides with the close of the 100-day meeting that Democrats have to talk about strategy going
yes,
into
does.
The election.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're seeing here is a disingenuous flip of a narrative. Now that they realize that Trump is not going to let loose of their flesh with his pit bull bite on this issue, they had to switch. But now they say, well, somebody came up with, well, okay, now there is a crisis at the border, and we're the only people that could take care of it.
And they're the ones who created it.
And they're the ones who created
mm-hmm.
it. So they switched the narrative to their advantage, and now we're, hey, we don't need fencing. We don't need a wall. We don't need a barrier. Barriers are immoral. Mm-hmm. Now, wow, we've got a crisis at the border, and it's so overwhelming that only the United States can handle this. No other country could do anything about this because it's too big, and we have to act. You know, this is a staffer coming up with an idea because they were losing.
Well, how many more of these tent cities are we going to have to take care of the influx of the 125,000 or so we seem to be bringing in each month? Because it went from what? From 50,000 to 100,000 to 125,000 the last 3 months.
Well, they're going to grow and grow and grow because you take a look at what happened over in Europe with their immigration issue, and we're seeing the same thing. The only problem is over there they weren't really invited.
Right.
Here, the former administration was throwing up all calls for anybody and everybody who wanted to come over the southern border.
Right.
If you don't think I'm correct, you take a look at some of the communiques that happened at the embassies down there for 8 years of the Obama administration.
That's right.
In Mexico and Honduras and Ecuador and Guatemala, they were begging people to get into these things and come on up north.
Telling them
why was that?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Oh, go ahead. Why was that?
Because when they get people in here to California, when they get people over here into Illinois and to Chicago, where they get and New York, where they get relocated, motor voter happens, and now you see California openly saying that if you reside here, you get to vote here, and that means getting ballots. And when you can get a ballot, most of the time you can get a federal ballot. So we are diluting the citizenship voting potential here because we're infusing people who are not citizens. And you want to talk about tampering an election?
Mm-hmm.
This isn't Russian collusion mythology that we're talking about here. Mm-hmm. This is importing voters to overturn elections by the citizens.
Right. By the way, I want to thank, let's see, what is her name here? Karen. I don't mention last names, Karen, sorry. But Karen, who just said, "Morning, Captain. Thanks for introducing me to Moss Nissan. Bought myself a beautiful Rogue Sport on Saturday, and it's red." She sent me a picture of it. "What a pleasure to deal with. Love the Christian music they play and got to speak to Linda, the receptionist, about you. I told him the captain sent me." How about that?
Hey, it works when you provide good customer service and a quality sale. Why not?
Yeah, and we're very happy to hear that. And Linda, you enjoyed that Rogue. You're gonna love it. I had four of them. Those were the first cars that I drove with them. Four different Rogues. They sold every one of them out from underneath me. But anyway, and that's what you're supposed to do. So there you go. All right. But again, getting back to the border here, as we mentioned, two more tent cities, 15,000-20,000 people each along the border with Texas. Obviously, they're going to have to put more things up somewhere else. You know, when does it all end?
Well, it ends. I hate to say this, but it should have ended last go around when we had control of the House.
Yeah,
but this is what happens when you move like molasses on an agenda because you've got a component of the Republican Party that doesn't want to go along with the president that they have elected for them.
Yeah, exactly. Now, go ahead.
No, I'm just going to say this is the inanity of the Never Trumper movement on the right hand side of the aisle. We had an opportunity to do so many things that we've been wanting to do for the 8 years of Obama. And this little bizarre ideological hissy fit because of personality disorders, you know, because that's what this is. This Never Trump stuff is a personality disorder. They don't like him, so we're not going to go along with him. Well, you're kind of hurting the American people, guys, so could you knock it off?
Well, there's no kind of about it. They are hurting the American people. By the way, with that little 100-day meeting that they had up there, the Democrats, their little retreat and all that stuff, Pelosi was approached about the AOC progressives and that that new wing of the party, and she said, "Oh, it's only like five people."
Yeah, but it's five people who are controlling the narrative right now.
Exactly.
You know, when politics is perception. It doesn't really matter whether it is or not because it's perception, and perception in politics is reality. So if you've got five people and they're captivating the narrative and all the media outlets, and Lord knows when you look at MSNBC and CNN, it's all they want to talk about.
Yeah.
You know, Now you've got five very powerful people who are controlling the narrative, and that's where the people want to go.
Yeah, I agree. So, you know, the question is, Rudy Giuliani coming out now saying the vast majority of the Mueller report is likely to be released this week. He's acting like as if it's no big deal. Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler are going, well, there's going to be things in there. We're going to be able to find out. And well, we're going to be able, and we're going to call this guy. And we're going to call that guy. No, we're going to call the accountant. Oh, we're going to call everybody. I mean, come on.
This idiot, and he is, he's a pandering Hollywood jerk, quite honestly, Adam Schiff. They're going to redo the entire investigation with the roadmap that Mueller gave them, and it has nothing to do with finding something that's been illegal or even unethical.
Mm-hmm.
It has to do with keeping investigations thumping all the way up to the ballot box.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is. It's a dog and pony show that has no substance. If they're releasing the overwhelming majority of the report, that means they're just redacting a couple names for security reasons, and there's nothing there.
Yeah, yeah. So,
you know, his roadmap leads to nowhere.
So put me in, Coach. What do we do now?
Oh, you can start. What we should be doing is mocking him. The right should make him into a laughingstock. It's an Alinsky rule. Ridicule your enemy. So when this guy starts, you got to start making fun of him. He's got to become a laughingstock. You do that, and this investigation will go away.
Okay, so let's wrap up with this. Bernie Sanders has now got a new strategy. He's going to reach out to the, and it's a very risky strategy, he's going to reach out to the Trump voters and tell them what a great job he can do if elected president.
That's a risky strategy. Hello, people who love America. My name is Mr. Socialist. I think I could do a better job than capitalism. Why don't you vote for me? Okay, Bernie.
He has got to be out. He's got to be out of his mind, because the Trump supporters that are there will laugh him into oblivion.
Yeah, he's trying to reach out. Is that what he calls reaching out? Because if it's, hey, hi, Trump voters, vote for me, I think he missed the whole idea about compromise and meeting in the middle. Now, of course, this is coming from a socialist who owns a few houses. You know, and who's got like well over $1 million in the
bank.
Yeah,
he's another millionaire people don't talk about.
Yeah.
Okay, by the way, you're going to see Robert Mueller and Attorney General Barr out there tag teaming the Congress and whatnot when it comes time for the report to be released, because they're going to go out there and explain what's what, whether Congress wants to hear it or not. All right, we'll talk to you on Friday, Frank.
Say hello, my friend.
All right, Frank Salvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal. Also, find him on Facebook, Underground USA Podcast. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The death toll continues to rise after a line of severe storms moved through the South. Sheriff of Moreau County, Mississippi, Cecil Cantrell, speaks of some of the tragic situations. A tornado killed an elderly man and devastated the community.
These people that are, you know, some of the people are going to be homeless, probably, it looks like. We're going to have some misplaced people, so, you know, that's number one, trying to take care of the people that have been misplaced at this point, making sure that they have a place to stay and water and all the necessities at this point. That's what we're really looking for. To help these people.
Dozens of people have been injured by the storms, some of them in the hospital with serious conditions. In Franklin, Texas, 55 homes were destroyed by a twister. The storms are still heading east, with millions of people bracing for the impact. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, this portion of the program, our sports report with Patrick Hyland, brought to you by our good friends at Moss Family Automotive. Again, Moss Family Automotive. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. They have locations, four different locations, one in Crystal River, one in Newport Richey, one in Homosassa Springs. That's the wholesale to the public certified pre-owned store. And then the all-new Moss Family Chevrolet down here off Northdale Mabry in the Carrollwood section of Tampa. Now, you can go to mossfamilychevrolet.com/free credit check. That website, mossfamilychevrolet.com/free credit check, and check out your credit and find out what kind of financing you'll qualify for without damaging your credit score. Now, that's free for anyone that wants to use it, and you'll know, and then you'll have a better idea of what you need to do if you want to get into a brand new or certified pre-owned vehicle at Moss Family Automotive. All right, joining us right now, we've got Patrick Hyland, the sports quarterback, otherwise known as the insurance quarterback, but on Mondays and Fridays we talk about sports.
Good morning, Captain. Nice talking with you as always, sir.
Tiger Woods, the name of the day yesterday, went from two down, one going away by one, the Masters, his fifth green jacket, his 15th major title, and the first one in 11 years.
Yep, the guy, you know, worked hard the last 2 years to get back to a position to win, and he came through and did it. You got to tip your hat to the man. He came through and won it, and not in the greatest of conditions too. Very weird. Had to start early in the morning and finish up early. Not your traditional Masters Day, but with all the other sports going on, it was kind of neat how it worked out, Captain.
Yeah, well, I told you there was some really bad weather going that direction, and boy, there was. And after they got off the green and got back in there, it wasn't an hour, and boom, they got hit.
Yeah, Yes, you did. The tournament directors playing it out right. They found a way to make it work, and God bless them for that. So we'll see if, now we'll see if he has another one in him and see how he does the rest of the year. He's not going to keep playing the same schedule that he's done in the past.
And my my buddy Doug Allen, who's the local sportscaster on the TV station up there, the Fox affiliate in Augusta, used to be on the radio. Now he's doing TV sports. He goes, Tiger won! Tiger won! Tiger won! He sent me the text and had that repeated three times. He was happy. They were all happy. Everybody was happy.
Well, because it brings you back to the yesteryear when golf was starting to make their big push in the early 2000s again to make the game great after Jack, left the game and then Tiger took over. So it's it's nice to see golf make any resurgence, and he's part of it. So
Speaking of winning, it's a good thing that Martin Truex got that race in up there at Richmond and got an opportunity to win it, because had they raced on Sunday, they would have been rained out.
Yeah, no, that was smart how they played it. No question about it again. A lot of these people are thinking outside the box and taking care of the fans. And that's what it's all about. And I like that they put that thought process in there. Yeah, hats off to Martin. He normally doesn't do well on the short track, but Martin Truex Jr. came through for Joe Gibbs, Coach Gibbs in football. Now Coach Gibbs in auto racing. Three different winners this year out of his team. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, and he's had a championship there before, and he could very well be on his way to having another one.
Oh, yeah. I mean, his team is doing fantastic. And, we'll know here in a few months when they head on down to good old Homestead, Florida, the Homestead Miami Speedway. And I think it's going to come down to that, Captain, to see who's going to win it this year, like it normally does, and especially this year. There's been a lot of movement going on, a lot of people in the hunt.
Now, Lightning hockey fans all over the country, and especially here in Tampa Bay, are shocked because of the fact that the Lightning are now down 3-0. Nobody could have seen that one coming. I'm amazed that they are, too, but here's the deal. There's only been one other team back in 2014 that came from three games down and won. Is that correct?
There and before that, back in the 80s, and I think somebody did it in 2011 too, Captain. But it's like a 2% shot at best. And now you have two teams who nobody would have thought: the Pittsburgh Penguins down 3-0, and now the Tampa Bay Lightning down 3-0. Because I know you have a lot of listeners all over the country, a lot of Pittsburgh Penguin fans.
We do. Mm-hmm.
Mario Lemieux. A lot of people love the Steelers because of Bradshaw back in the day, and Lemieux with the big contingency there for them. And Lightning have made a name for themselves being the Sunshine State kids, and a lot of people were thinking they were going to run the show. It's going to be sad to have the best record, okay,
win the President's Cup, best team in hockey.
And I mean, it's going to be something. Boy, they're going to really have to hit the belief system. But like you and I were talking about before, Tortorelli is one heck of a coach. He coached here in Tampa Bay, and now he came back, and he's coaching those Columbus Blue Jacket guys to play well. So,
if anybody was going to beat the Lightning, I would have said it would have been him, because I do believe when it comes to matching the coaches up one-on-one, I believe he is the better coach.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cooper's great, but Tortorelli can hang with him, question.
And he's been around, and he knows his stuff. Okay. Now, baseball is really moving along rapidly. I am in shock, as is just about everybody else listening to this program, to tell you that the Tampa Bay Rays are ahead of the New York Yankees and the Boston Red Sox by 4 games or 4.5 games. I forget. It's one or the other. 12-4 is their record right now, and I'm in shock.
Well, it's amazing, Captain. Over the last 162 games that the Rays have played, they'd be 99, wins. Okay, that's pretty scary. 99-63. Imagine that. So hopefully they can continue the next, 40-plus games and do well. I'm looking forward to it, to make that division a little bit more instead of just Yankees, Red Sox. Let's make it a three-horse race, Yankees, Red Sox, and our Rays here in Tampa. And a lot of people like the Rays because they're a young group of kids. They're not making millions of dollars. They're not going out there, acting like big shots. They're playing as a team, and middle America likes that, Captain. I really do believe that.
Yeah, people always like rooting for the underdogs and the younger teams when they put them together. And like you say, this is a younger team. They do have some journeymen that they added to the mix there that are having career years right now, and we'll see if that continues. But we've also got some other ball teams. You mentioned Pittsburgh. The Pirates right down here, winner in our backyard in Manatee County in Bradenton. They're also having not a terribly bad year, but they're playing decent.
They're playing decent pitching staff there. If that can continue, they'll do well and compete. So, yeah, I mean, it's amazing.
The surprise again is St. Louis.
Yeah.
They're in the basement, aren't they?
Yeah, not very surprised at that. Yeah, I think they got some new players there, Captain, and when they get it all together, they could be scary. So we'll see if they gel and make it happen by the end of the year.
And then you got the basketball playoffs, and I'm not sure where that's going to go.
No, the Orlando Magic have come through against the Toronto Raptors, so that's interesting. I'm curious to see how Boston's going to do, and it's going to be a real amazing playoff hockey and basketball couple months. I'm looking forward to it, like a lot of other people. And then,
all right, well, tell us about how to get a hold of you, because you are the insurance quarterback.
Well, there you go. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. That's 813-966-1052. Captain will let you know that I help out the veterans. I help out you regular guys out here with getting through the maze of insurance. I help out the veterans get additional benefits, help them put their insurance together with the VA benefits. I help out, you know, people like myself to get the right insurance programs for them, and also get them out of debt. A lot can be said for that. I can create your wealth, but you got to protect it and not lose it. So, again, I can be of help to you. Patrick Highland at 813-966-1052. Thank you, Captain.
All righty. We will talk to you come Friday morning.
Sounds good. Thank you. Have a great week.
Patrick Highland, the insurance quarterback, and of course we bring him in on Mondays and Fridays when he becomes the sports quarterback. Now, coming up, we're going to take a look at the boating forecast for the beach and boating forecast for our area all around the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and Tampa Bay, and let everybody know around the country about the Freedom Boat Club with their 168 locations, possibly one right near you, and you can join group and take advantage of. Maybe you want to come down here to Florida for the wintertime, come down here and use your reciprocity and also do it up there. So there you go. And I'll tell you what, it's a great thing that goes on here when you talk about taking advantage of the fishing and the water and all the different things that are out there to be offered all along the Gulf Coast and up and down the Mississippi River. Although it was a little interesting yesterday with some of the bad weather that came roaring through, and we certainly hope the people ahead, the tornadoes, are doing better today as they start to clean up and start over. All right, we'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with 2 beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Wayne Allyn-Root for Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. Now it's time for everybody to find out what it's going to be like if you want to hop on a boat and go out there to the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, or anywhere around Tampa Bay, or you want to go out there in the Gulf, because here we go. Alrighty, today it's going to be breezy. It will be sunny. It'll be a high, roughly about 80 degrees today across the area, warmer inland. North by northwest winds, about 11 miles per hour. As it gets a little bit colder tonight, it'll be clear with a low about 60 tonight. And again, we'll have a breeze today during the day. They're talking about possibly small craft exercising caution because we're going to be getting tethering down from some winds 12 to 20 miles an hour, which seas out there that have been 3 to 5 feet, mostly choppy right now, but that should calm down as the winds calm down. The Gulf water temperature 81 degrees, the bay water temperature 80 degrees. Our high tide happened late last night, 10:28 a.m., and the low tide coming out here this morning at 6:12 a.m. And again, it's going to be a breezy, sunny day. Now, keep in mind, the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay has got, they're one of a family of 168 locations. And we are lucky here in the Tampa Bay area to have the largest franchise in all of them, with over 300 boats and 19 ports that they operate out of. Now, they've got boats for just about anything you can think of, and they've got three different plans that you can join by. Now, every Freedom Boat Club has got a seasonal plan where you can join it there during the season, and you're a member there and there only for the 1, 2, 3, or 4 months that you're around at those local facilities that they have around the country. But if you want to travel with your Freedom Boat Club membership and you want to go around the country, you need to join either the economy plan, which is the Monday through Friday plan, or you want to join the standard plan, which is the 7-day-a-week plan. Now, both plans offer you a free first month of member dues. Both plans offer you unlimited usage for either the weekday plan or the 7-day-a-week plan. Both plans offer you 4 rolling reservations at a time. Both plans offer you reciprocity throughout the entire 168 Freedom Boat Club location all across the country. And right here in Tampa Bay, you can join and you can get $1,000 off the one-time entry fee right now, right here. You can do that. Now, if you happen to be a military active duty soldier or a veteran or a first responder, EMT, firefighter, police officer, or 911 dispatcher, either active or retired, or if you're in the medical profession, you work in a hospital or you work in a nursing home or you work in a convalescent facility or maybe you process medical claims or this, that, and the other, then guess what? You qualify for another $500. That's a total of $1,500 off your one-time entry fee. And, yes, you can add a partner to the mix, too, splitting the one-time entry fee and paying less money that way as well. So, here's what you do to find out more about the Freedom Boat Club. You give them a call at 855-FREEDOM, 855-FREEDOM, the number 855-FREEDOM, or go to their website. The website is freedomboatclubtampabay.com, freedomboatclubtampabay.com. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you, because that's going to open the door even wider than what I've already opened it for you. Now, let's not forget that I talked about a lot of things tonight. Tried to get it out there again about the Democrats and what's going on, and they just had their 100-day their 100-day weekend vacation, call it what you want, meeting. And they're going to come out. Nothing's going to change. They're going to come out and be just as vitriotic as they have been before. The negative comments and everything else is going to come out there. Kamala Harris is going to come out and tell you, oh, we've got to tax the upper 1%, and oh, we got to this. And by the way, she and her husband just made $2 million. So kind of a little double dip there, you know, to my way of thinking. Maybe yours too. And we're going to hear about all this nonsense. They're not going to stop, because they think they have a winning plan for the country. And I'm here to tell you right now, I do not believe the people of the United States of America are that stupid that they're going to fall for this. I just don't believe it. I believe what's going to happen is they're going to fall right on their nose trying to do this, because nobody's going to continue to buy this lie. And that's what this is a lie. They're lying to the American people, plain and simple. And they're just doing it over and over and over and over again. And there soon will be trouble in paradise for the Democrats. There is already, to a certain amount. Now, there is a great frustration against rank-and-file members who represent districts that President Donald Trump won in 2016. I'm hearing it around the country. Other people are talking about it. They've been to the White House. They've talked to people. They wish that the radical freshmen would get the magazine covers and all the ink and airtime they can, because of the fact that that's what's going to cause the Democrats to be handed their butts to them come the next election. If they think Ilhan Omar or AOC is a winning combination, they're wrong. The American people are seeing through all of this. They really are. And unfortunately, for them, They think they're right. And I know they're wrong. And the Democrats are holding on to a notion that they can make gains off Russia. When the Mueller report comes out, and it will, they'll seize on certain statements and comments contained and there in the report, and that's what they'll do. A lot of sound and fury from them and their media. But they'll ignore the conclusions of no collusion and no obstruction. And the steam will come out of their efforts when the IG report, now there's another report hanging around, folks, the Inspector General report, comes out on the FISA abuses, because that's where there's going to be some more criminal referrals. And it will end when the polls show the independent voters have had enough. All right, let's drift down over here. Good morning. Who's this, Sean?
Yeah, good morning.
Got about a minute, then I got to run.
Yes, hi. Thank you. I just wanted to point out that if these Democrats and their never-ending lies wouldn't be spreading their word without the lying media,
right,
who should be charged and thrown in prison for actually being the ones who are promoting propaganda of other countries, because this is exactly what China and Russia want.
Yeah, but it's freedom of speech. We can't take it away from them.
Okay, so freedom of speech means you can say that you want to kill people?
Well, now, therein lies something a little different, because I haven't heard anybody say they're going to kill anybody.
Well, no, that wasn't my point. My point is freedom of speech only goes so far in the media,
right,
when they're working as a foreign agent for other governments to overthrow our country, shouldn't be allowed, and it goes way beyond freedom of speech. I mean,
you going to join us for lunch this week, by the way?
I don't know. I haven't been feeling that good. So.
All right. Well, I got to let you go because I got just about 30 seconds, but thank you very much.
Take care. Keep on it.
All right. Thank you very much, and you bet I will. Okay, Todd, you got 30 seconds, and I got to go.
Yeah, well, Mueller report won't have that the top echelon of the FBI, Comey, and again the DOJ, and all the other agencies that Obama weaponized to try and take down a duly elected president, okay? What a disgrace. Not only should it not happen to the president, it shouldn't happen to any American citizen, okay? And we're going to put our own report out there, and we're going to show the corruption of all these agencies. Let's get to work, Douglas.
All right, thanks very much. And by the way, this final segment of the Captain's America Third Watch has been brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Dominic's spelled Dominick's. Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, down there in Sarasota. Make sure you check them out. Go into the store, Jill and the gang. Make sure you say hi to, if you see them out driving around, Kevin with the truck. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount on their purchase at Dominic's Blinds, 4540 Clark Road, Sarasota, 941-922-2345. And tell them the captain sent you. All right, coming up, Hugh Hewitt on many of these stations, and I'll be back tonight with a lot more. There's going to be a lot of news breaking today. Watch and see. We'll see how this all goes. A lot of things going on today. And good morning, John. Good morning, Karen. Captain's America Third Watch. See you tonight. God bless America.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.